Okay, we are holding in Kuf Chaf Gimel. We're up to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Kishe Poseya, when you're taking your steps back, so how do you do it? What's the choreography for this? Okir Regel Smol Betchila. The first thing you do is you step back with your left foot. Vishir Pesios Elo, and how far do you take each step? It's like a half step where the top of your toe is next to the heel of your other foot. The best thing to do, lo yafsiya psios gasa yois mizeh. You should not take extra large steps bigger than that. That's what the what's it called? The Rama adds, Beis Yosef b'shem Or Chaschaim, v'das atzman l'fi hatam, shekosu Beis Yosef, l'gim psios b'shem Rav Hai. Okay, so let's now see what this is in Mishnah Berurah. Yud Gimel Techila de Mistama Oikir Enash Kra Diamina Bereisha. Normally, when a person walks, they walk with a more powerful foot first, with their right foot first, right? Lechein therefore Oikir Kan Bismol. So then you want to step away with your weaker foot. Demar Baatzmo Keilu Kavedalav Lifatim Min Hamakom. It's hard. This is difficult for me. It's not easy for me to do. I was only the Fnehemelech and I have to step back away from that experience. I'm a Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, he brings an idea. What about an Ituriyada, a lefty? So for that person, their stronger foot is the left. So then maybe they should not take their step back first with the left foot. They should go because to them, the right foot is the weaker one. So he brings a Taz who says, no, that doesn't sound, we don't make a distinction. It's like a low plug. Everyone goes back with the left foot first, but the Halacha is probably not like that. That really a lefty would step back with his weaker foot, which would be the right hand for everybody else. That's the discussion of your halacha, but he seems to side coming out that we should use each person takes the step back with a weaker foot. Okay, vihine seder hashosh psios elehu. So what's the order? Like this: techila yafsia beregel small psia ketani. You take a small step back with your left foot. Va'achrak, and then yafsia b'shel yamin psia gadola. You take a larger step back with your right foot. Va'achrak yafsia b'small ba'oifen shiyu raglav shoven. Then you take a third step back with your left, so your two feet are together. And the Dirshu brings that from the Chazon Ish that he would take. Do a little bit differently. He would not take these half steps. He would each one be a full step back, and his last step would be to together. In 16, Ulam Achazonish Hayaposeya Es Kol Hashosh Pasios Kishiraglav Merchokos Zumizu. Each one would be, you know, not where it overlaps, you know, the toe to the heel or like in the middle of the foot. The Achrakach, and then when he's done, Hayaposeya Od Pasia Nosefes, an additional step, Lahashavos Raglav Zubizu. Okay. Now, Yud Dalet Kidei Sheyitain. This is what the, going back on how the posture is where the one foot is like towards the middle of the next one. Kemo pesios hakohanim b'shas avoida. This is the same way that the kohanim would pace. That this is one of those, you know, interesting English words of to pace comes from the Hebrew word pesia. Pei samech aleph, right, to step. Shahayam mahalchin ekev b'tzad gudol. That's how they would walk when they're doing the avodah. V'kosom ogin avram, de pochos mishur zeh. If you take a smaller amount than that, half step, ein aleh shem psia klal. That does not have a chalois shame of a step. V'ein lehakil afilu mokom tsar b'dochol. You shouldn't do less than this, even if you're in a place that is very confined and you're a little pressed. There is those who rely, if you're in a stuck, you can't do this. If the person behind him is not davening, he is davening. You should not walk within his dalat amos. Now, lichatchila, you should not take large steps. This is what the Rama added in. It says, Lishna de Rama ena meduktak. This is not really so precise what the way it's written up. The havale lichto, he should have written instead, beloshen yesh omrim. Some say, the cholik al hamechaber, because he's arguing on the mechaber de sevir le, lichol apachos. Umashma, the psiyas gasos yoser adaf. That it would be better to take larger steps, than to take these smaller half steps. Lo yafsia de tefilos keneged tamidim tiknum. As we saw, many areas, both in the zman, in the makom, and in the posture, that many of the halachos that have been derived for tefilah taken from korbanos. Uveinan dumya de kohanim bavodosim. So therefore, we have to be similar, domeh, to the Kohanim as they're doing their avoda when we're davening. Lachin, therefore, lo yafsi psios gasos yoiser. You shouldn't take large steps. V'od, the initial reason, michse kirats lifnei milifnei hamelech. It looks like you're running away. It's running away from the king. You know, taking big steps to get away. It doesn't look so nice. V'chein posko habach v'derechayim. So we take smaller steps when we are walking away from the Shmona Esrei. Dalid, the short sif, mi shemosif al shalosh pasios ha the yuhura. It's considered to be a spiritual show off if you would take more than these three steps. Where's that? Yud Zayin. The Mishnah explains shenire shehu cholek kavod l'shchina yoser mishar ben ne'adam, because it looks like he's giving more kavod, more respect to the Shechina than your regular person. Now we go to Hey. Gam shliach tzibur tzarech lifso shlosh pesios kishmis paleo belachash. See, that the person has to take the three steps when he's davening his silent Shmona Esrei. Uchshe yachazor hatzvi, when he's saying the chazor hashatz, bekol ram ein tzarech lachzor lifsoa shlosh pesios. When he's doing the chazor hashatz, he doesn't have to take the three steps after that. Im lo his paleo belachash rak bekol ram. Let's say you're doing kol ram like the Sfardim do or something like that, or you're doing a heichich, whatever it is. So in that case, you're only doing it. In that case, posei shlosh psios acha tefiloso shibakol ram. In that case, he would take it back when he's the only thing he's doing, he's not davening a silent Shmona Esrei, he's only davening out loud, then he would take the three steps back. In the Mishnah Berurah, it says kol ram ein tzarech desomech al pasios shel hakadosh she'acher uval etzion, because he's going to rely upon the three steps he's going to take back from that kaddish of after uval etzion. Then he says afa pi shemafsikin bekriyas haTorah v'halel, even though you're going to have things in between those three steps back, reading the Torah, Halel, Avinu Malkeinu. Nevertheless, Kulahu L'Seder Tefila Boim. All these things are part of the Tefila. And then he says, V'Kaddish Shel Acharehem Choyze Iker Al Tefilas Shmona Esrei. So the Kaddish we say is really going back on the Shmona Esrei that came before that, bringing from the Trumas Adeshen. U'mikan Diktiku Hachronim De'ena Shlich Tziva L'daber Be'ena Levene Mesicha. They shouldn't be speaking at this point, Shlomi Inya Tefila. Ki HaKaddish Choyze Al Tefila. Because that Kaddish is really going back to the Tefila. We saw this brought out earlier when we talked about if you had someone who left your minyan, what are you allowed to still say without 10 people anymore, because this is still connected to that part of it. Dirshu 20 brings out an interesting idea. Im la'acher tefilas halachash shelo, ein yoch lifso mishum shemis paolim shmeacharav. The chazan can't take his steps back. So horu chazon ish, a griz mi brisk, shipsal litzdodim. You should step to the side. Mishum shlifnei shaposa ainul lehit lahaschil chazor sashatz. Because you can't start until you've taken your steps back. O kaddish. Uveshut igris moshe kosev shishliach tzibur shiloposa onun osa iser. He did something that he did not correct. Was also, he should have really taken the steps back. Mikol malkum nevertheless, hatzibur yotzu yidei chova bechazor sashatz kedusha umodim. Right? It does count, even though he did something that was incorrect. So now what do? You can't step back and you can't step to the side. In order that there shouldn't be a tircha de tzibur. So you just start. You can't, what are you going to do? You're ready to go, but you can't step back to it. She'ein hashat zorich lifsol achrei tefilas lachash. Okay, v'agoyin rib nissen karlitz horu she'yachor kitzas esragla mekomo v'yaschil chazoras hashat. So you do a little thing, as much as you can, and then you start the chazor, because this, again, it's a big halacha concern, tircha d'tzibur. Okay, that was Yud Ches. Yud Tes says that that you don't need to go back after your repetition when you're davening out loud. The Chazan says lachzer im bo lifso gam achat yoshmona esrei ein limchos biado. He doesn't have to, but don't make a macha, don't make a big protest if in fact he does take the take these steps back. And then we said that if he's not davening a silent shmona, so he's only doing the kol ram, then he does posei shlosh psios. That's chaf. Dimitichila tzarech lifso lihipater al ha tachanunim shel atzmo. kigon elkai nitzor va'achakach tzorich acher hakadish al hatzefila lehispalo ba'ad hatzibur. So essentially, what he's saying is that the stepping back is for the two different ones. First, for his own, personal ones, and then the second one is afterwards is for the tefillah of the tzibur. In the Dirshu 24, he brings an interesting thing. In the last paragraph, says v'chinim la'acher chazos hashatz machlif im la'acher chazos hashatz machlif also shatz acher la'asher v'alatzion. Let's say he's not going to be continuing anymore now, so he's not going to be the one saying the kaddish tiskabel at the end when you take the three steps. So what do you do? Sometimes you're sharing the almond with your side, whatever it is. So kosa haderes v'kitzos hashulchan v'kaf hachaim shashatz harishon. Right, the first guy came and shlo saw besof kaddish tiskabel, since he didn't take his three steps back. All of liv saw besof chazor sashatz, and he should take steps back then at the end. And it brings from Eliyashiv Horu. He should do at the end of the chatzi kaddish. Interesting concept, because he still needs to take those three steps back. And certainly, if he's not going to be doing, he's not the one taking saying kaddish tiskabos, then it's still a din in him to take those three steps. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Si'if Vav next time.